Yeah, I mean, like, you look at the Old Testament, it seems like every time they turn around, they're making some kind of sacrifice, you know?
Yeah.
The many sacrifices showed how these temporary stopgap measures were really not enough to redeem mankind from sin. You know, they just forgave, you know, particular sins or sins committed, and, you know, it was just not enough. Once for all, like Jesus. I mean, like, they would have to do the same sacrifices over and over, and the varying sacrifices, you know, to do that over and over, from, you know, animals to grains to, you know, you name it. They had to do different things, and it had to show how they had to keep repeating these things for the varying sins committed and how they could be individually forgiven, but really showed how these were just insufficient to save us from sin, like how Jesus' death on the cross was sufficient once for all. As, of course, it's laid on Hebrews 10, saying how the yearly sacrifices were not enough to redeem us from our sins. So the sacrificial system became more of a works-based thing after a time. And, you know, of course, works can't save us. You know, Jesus had to come and die for us in order for us to be saved. So basically, it was like a precursor to the real deal, Jesus Christ.